Yeah. Made a floater out of the seal.
Yeah. Well, they get them hair seals. What they call cacho. Cacho to crop. Yeah. And they got lots of them. Well, they're ready. They go out, go to catch that whale. Yeah. So they went out. Just the right number, too. 8 boys. One didn't go out. Yeah. He stay home and help his mama fixing floaters some more and cutting that hair sail, cooking it. Used to cook, steam cooking on the beach. They had big rocks, a square bed. Build a fire on top of it half a day, and it gets red hot, and then he put his meat on there. He put several different kind of brushes, layer on it first, and then put the meat on it, or anything like cooking, fish. Off the rock. Well, they got the meat cooked, steam cooked, and they tore the whale in, got one, and the youngest one anxious to cut it. It took his muscles shall butcher life. Nothing but blood, not too good. So they threw it away. They pushed it out in the water and let it wash away. They done that 3 times, and the 4th one was a good one. And it was a gray wheel, what they call. It's different from that deep sea water wheel. It live around a cape like this here, near me. Feed on that rock, shellfish. That's why they have red oil in it. Yeah. Well, they got that good one. And one of the boys cut off a small one and cut it up. And he cut up the meat and threw it in the steam cooking. And it got cooked. Send one of the boys in the little canoe. Go and see the, there's old people crying since our grandpa left us. They're crying. They haven't got hair on it. Yes. So the boys took that whale cooked and went down. He saw them. he saw his grandpa all pulled off his hair, crying. Said, where was his grandmother? And they went to their grandmother. They make love with her. Stop crying. We brought you some food here. They give it to her. And she looked at it. And she told her husband, come on, let's go home. We'll eat this one. So they went home, and the boys went to back where they're from. They got back, they got two more seals caught. So they had all the whale cut up. Now, well, they got, they were building a good big smokehouse made out of cedar. So when they got it fixed, that big house had all kinds of fur. Made out of air seal and sea lion, some of the different skin that made it tanned for matching for lay on sleep. So when they got big smoke cars, all built. They took the big canoe, go after the old people's grandfather, grandmother, and well, they got them. They didn't ask their mothers. They don't want them. So they took the old people went back home. They got it. She seen that whale fat piled up on the beach and the hair seal. All kinds. And next day, the tribe that leave them alone in the place, that tear down their houses, make a raft, go back where they were from, where the ladies. And one of the boys took a walk down on the rock, just walking around. And he come right back, he seen that raft coming. He told his mother, well, you boys go on in the salt water. Call for the storm. Pray for the storm. All nine of them run in the salt water. And the whole tribe drowned. All drowned. None of them live. Well, and the boys took a canoe ride up sound. He must have got it Tlalibay or somewhere. He seen a lot of people. Well, he come back and told us about it. Oh, yeah. Don't you folks bother them. Their minds get bad. All right. And after a while, the youngest one, he didn't mind his mother. He went at night time in his little canoe, went for that tribe. He got one of the girls. He's still that girl. Yeah. That's how they grow up again. And started a big tribe.
Uh-huh. What were their names?
In Tlalibay.
Yeah.
Hosabat. What they call Hosabat. He got one.
Uh-huh.
Well, not many years, all the boys got wife in a big village after all.
Uh-huh.
That's why Makah tribe is a good fighter. That's what they call it. Yeah. Because they got blood off that dog. Yeah. I think I can't believe that.
It's hard to know.
It did really a story. Unfortunately, main story. You see, Lyotek Uzat chief, he was going to butcher his daughter because he made a love with that sleeve. It was his own sleeve. And he didn't like it. So he was going to butcher his daughter to Khalik.
Oh, he was?
And his brother jumped out and pulled it away from him, took his child away from him, told him not to kill him, let him walk around just like you. So he took her out, took her across the Uzat River, and took her to the road that used to come up on the hill, on the end of the beach. That same thing, that man got mad, left his daughter alone.
Huh?
Yeah, that's fortune of the Makah tribe.
Do you remember the...
That dogs.
Do you remember their mother's name?
No. But they know it by the story.
Yeah.
That's how they got all of this outfit, what they use now, bow and arrow and everything.
What happened to the other boy, the tenth boy who stayed a dog? Is he still a dog? He's the...
What?
You said that one of the boys didn't become a human.
Oh.
One of the dogs.
One of the boys.
Well, you said that one of the dogs, one of those pups, did not become a human. Yeah.
They kept it.
Oh.
They kept it. They don't bother it.
Oh.
And they take care of it. Because they know who it is, see?
Oh, so that's why dogs are so friendly.
The oldest one.
Yeah.
Yeah, oldest child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. They kept him until he gets too old. Don't know what to do. You see, the days, I think, never did dig in the ground to make grave.
Uh-huh.
And put it on a tree.
Oh.
Wrapped it up some kind of mat. Cover it up. And put up the tree. Yeah, that's, I seen that story. I don't know who made it. I seen it in the Salem, Oregon.
Oh.
About this story. And it's wrong. I don't know who made it.
Mm.
It's on the book.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's in the right.
Mm.
He made it too hard, I think. He tried to make it short. Yeah. Yeah.